Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. This is the Jazz Queen along with my co-host, Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great today, Terry. The weather's been nice. I got on some shorts. I'm doing fine.
Look, you're doing better than we are. It is windy and probably in the 60s today, so it's kind of cool for us today. Let me welcome to the chat room, Andrew Harris. Andrew, where have you been? Welcome back. Fabio, guest, Joe from Germany, and Seeing Heart, welcome on to the show today. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on the radio show page, the drop-down Talking Smooth Jazz tab button, and then the play chat button underneath the Piero Del Prete show. That will bring you right into the chat room to join us today. You can also call us at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Guitarist Piero Del Prete, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that, but I'm working on it. Piero Del Prete joins us from Naples, Italy. He is a guitarist there. He has a new CD called A Love Again, and joining us in translation is guitarist Fabio Mignola from Switzerland. So he's going to help us translate for Mr. Piero. So let me welcome to the show Piero and Fabio. Welcome.
Hi, thank you very much.
Buonasera
a tutti quanti gli radioascoltatori.
Piero is saying hello to everybody who's listening tonight with us.
Okay, all right. Don't you just, I just love the language. I absolutely love the language. Beautiful language. So, okay, let's start out, Fabio, with the first question in how he got started in playing the guitar.
Allora, Piero, Terry ti chiede come hai iniziato a suonare la chitarra.
Allora, io ho iniziato con i primi approcci della chitarra classica, il cosiddetto giro di Do, con cui si fanno tantissime canzoni. E poi sono stato rapito ben presto, ascoltando i suoni di Wes Montgomery verso i 18 anni, e mi innamorai del jazz.
So Piero said he started, as everybody here, playing classical guitar, and then he was influenced by jazz music, mainly Wes Montgomery.
Okay. Okay, yes, I did read that he heard a CD by Mr. Montgomery, and that influenced him very much. Okay. So why did he choose the smooth jazz genre to get into?
Piero, Terry ti chiede perché hai scelto lo smooth jazz.
Ma Terry, smooth jazz significa tutto e niente, almeno per me, faccio il musicista da tanto tempo e innamorato del jazz. Diciamo che credo che oggi voglia significare un genere di musica senza tempo, dove un pezzo di Wes Montgomery o di George Benson di 30 anni fa può essere ancora contemporaneo. credo che sia una musica dell'anima, una musica che fa viaggiare. E io amo la musica, questo tipo di musica. Poi sono anche un po' mediterraneo, no? Napoli, la melodia, sono napoletano, legato alla melodia. E con il jazz che frequento da tanti anni, credo che sia la mia naturale evoluzione.
So Piero says that for him smooth jazz is the music of the soul, a music without time, so that can last for many, many years. It's not the concept of smooth jazz in itself that's interesting in him, it's the music in general, and is influenced by jazz.
Now, Fabio, if I can ask Mr. Pierre, he mentioned George Benson and Wes Montgomery again. My question to him is, how has American music influenced the making of his music, besides Mr. Benson and Mr. Montgomery?
Allora, ti chiede, visto che hai citato George Benson e Wes Montgomery, che influenza hanno avuto sulla tua, sul tuo modo di suonare, sulla tua musica?
Beh, diciamo che io a 18 anni ho cominciato a fare colazione la mattina con i dischi di George Benson, di Wes Montgomery, e la sera terminavo la cena con i dischi di Wes Montgomery. Cioè, praticamente io mangiavo e bevevo questi due chitarristi, che mi sono entrati veramente nell'anima. Diciamo che per molti anni ho pensato che di essere figlio di un'altra terra, almeno sarei dovuto nascere in America per come io ero legato, anche perché in Italia, insomma, posti per suonare jazz rispetto a, insomma, qui da voi è un po' più difficile. D'altronde, Fabio, tu ne sai anche tu qualcosa. E quindi diciamo che sono stato moltissimo influenzato.
Okay, he said that since he was 18 years old, he's starting in the morning doing breakfast with Wes and George records. So he grew up with this. This kind of music went under his skin, and he always dreamed of living in the USA to be able to play around the way these great artists can do, and you know the way you live the music in the USA.
Okay, now Fabio, let me ask you this: how do I want to put this? Do you guys differentiate between jazz and smooth jazz, or is it just all jazz?
Do you want me personally to answer, or ask Piero?
I'm going to answer that one.
Okay. Well, usually in Europe, they differentiate quite a lot between jazz, which is considered the traditional jazz, mainstream jazz, and smooth jazz, which is considered something commercial.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So that's a bit of a problem, right, actually, here. But...
Oh, okay. All right. So let's ask him about the CD, A Love Again, and what was his inspiration for it?
Allora, Piero, Terry ti chiede a proposito del tuo CD, qual è stata la tua ispirazione per produrre A Love Again?
Scusami, puoi ripetere? Non ti è sentito bene.
Sì, allora, Terry ha chiesto cos'è che ti ha ispirato a produrre A Love Again, il tuo CD.
Sì, allora, A Love Again, diciamo, dà il titolo a una raccolta di miei brani, e a un certo punto ho sentito l'esigenza di racchiudere in un unico lavoro almeno quei pezzi che facevano parte di un momento della mia vita particolarmente legato al contemporary jazz, alla fusion e allo smooth jazz, quindi sono pezzi un po' legati da quel periodo e io ci tenevo a racchiuderli in questo cofanetto. Spero di poterne produrre subito un altro volume di altri brani che sono qui nel cassetto.
He said he felt the need to put together in just one release many songs which were part of his life, of his smooth jazz and fusion life, to put them together in just one work. And he hope he will be able to produce another one which is almost there, ready to be realized.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he's working on another CD. Okay. All right, I'm going to get into some music. My favorite on the CD is called My Father. I absolutely love this song. I think it's so beautiful. And, Fabio, you were telling me before we went on the air that it's Father's Day there.
Right, here in Europe, at least in Switzerland and Italy, it's the Father's Day. So Piero particularly appreciated that song, your choice for that song.
Okay. All right, let him know that I'm going to play this song now. This is from Piero's new CD, A Love Again. It's called My Father.
Ecco, Piero adesso trasmette il brano Father.
Sì, sì, ok. Vedi se ti piace anche a te, Fabio. Thank you.
That is beautiful. That is so beautiful. I love that song.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, that was called My Father from guitarist Piero Del Prete, A Love Again. Oh, I absolutely love that song. It's so beautiful. And Piero, I want to let you know that you are our Artist of the Month on TalkingSmoothJazz.com, and that song is playing on your page.
Piero Terri ti sta dicendo che sei l'artista del mese su Talking Smooth Jazz e che questo brano è da sentire sulla sua pagina, e io aggiungo i miei complimenti perché è un brano magnifico.
Beh, io mi sono emozionato, quindi complimenti a voi, grazie.
He got emotion, so it's, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Yes, definitely. Now, Fabio, I wanted to ask Piero about a compilation that he did in 1992. It's called the Song Remember the New Age compilation. He sold over 40,000 copies of that. Ask him to tell us about that, that compilation he did.
Allora Piero, ti stanno chiedendo a proposito di quella compilation che hai fatto nel 92, che ha venduto 40,000 copie.
Sì, è stata una bella esperienza. Ero praticamente con artisti come David Lanz, Philip Saiz e altri grandi. All'epoca ero ancora io in erba come artista, anzi ero proprio pennerello. E peccato che questa esperienza è durata, cioè non è potuta continuare perché l'etichetta che produceva questa compilation qui in Italia, insomma, dopo qualche annetto e niente, è fallita. Quindi quando adesso lo Smooth Jazz, grazie ai digital store e a radio come questo programma di Terri, sta riprendendo piede, per noi musicisti creativi di questo tipo di musica credo che è fondamentale poter risperare di fare progetti come quello. Io sono molto fiducioso e spero sicuramente che tutto avvenga anche per il mio amico Fabio e tantissimi altri musicisti bravi.
So he said that this compilation was published in 92. It was a very good experience because in this compilation there were songs by David Lanz and Philip Sess, so big names. And he was really at the beginning of his musical career as far as recordings. And this project closed because, you know, the Italian editor, it was a compilation published together with a magazine, printed magazine. So the editor decided after a few years to close. But Piero is full of hope because now with internet radios and shows like this one, we smooth jazz musicians have a lot of hope for the future. So we are grateful for what you are doing with these shows.
Oh, well, thank you. We're very excited and very happy to have him on as well. Now, I wanted to go back to the song My Father. Who's playing the piano on that?
Piero Terri ti chiede chi ha suonato il piano.
Sì, il pianoforte è stato suonato da un mio amico che si chiama Vincenzo De Rosa. Lui è un grande musicista classico, ma molto contaminato. All'epoca, questo brano ha qualche anno, all'epoca di Smooth Jazz non se ne parlava ancora, ma sicuramente l'aria che tira in questo pezzo non può essere che smooth. Per cui noi condividevamo tutto all'epoca, questo mio amico, lavoravamo tantissimo insieme. Pensate che questo pezzo è stato buttato lì, apri il microfono, buona la prima, perché ci guardavamo negli occhi e capivamo quello che dovevamo fare, quindi senza partitura, senza niente. Mi ricordo che demmo soltanto la tonalità del bridge della seconda parte, che se non sbaglio è mi bemolle, ci appuntammo degli appuntamenti di unisono da non perdere, e poi aprimmo il microfono e suonammo. E venne fuori questa cosa che sinceramente a doverla rifare, credo che io se ci provo, riprovo 10.000 volte non ci riesco.
So he said that the musician who played piano on this track is one of his friends. His name is Vincenzo De Rosa, and he's a great classical musician, but as many musicians who studied classical music here in Europe, there's a lot of influences by all those types of music, mainly jazz. And it's a song that was written many years ago, but because of this smooth jazz style he has, it's always actual. He said that when they recorded this song, they did it, you know, how do you say, first, the first is good, I mean, started recording and everything went naturally without many, without writing down the music, just looking each other in the eyes and without writing anything, and just fixing the key of the song, and something he says would be impossible to do again. So just once in a lifetime, something.
Well, bravo to him. I mean, the piano on that song is just—it just makes the whole song. It's such a beautiful song. I love that. We are talking to guitarist Piero Dale Pritte. His name is spelled P-I-E-R-O. Second word is D-E-L and P-R-E-T-E. The CD is called A Love Again. You can find that on, I believe he's on Reverb Nation. You can find it there. And we are also talking to guitarist Fabio Mignola, who is helping us with translation. And Fabio will be on Talking Smooth Jazz on April 9th to talk about his new CD, Take Me Higher. If you would like to call in and speak to the artist, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. And TSJ Chatters, if you have a question, Fabio is in the chat room. So go ahead and post your question, and we will get that to Piero. Okay, Fabio, the next song I'm going to play is called Solaria. Would you ask him to tell us about this song?
Piero Terri ti chiede, visto che il prossimo brano che suonerà è Solaria, se ci puoi parlare brevemente di questo brano.
Sì, allora, Solaria è un brano tipicamente, diciamo, ha una melodia molto partenopea, lo sento molto napoletano. Era un momento in cui io ascoltavo molto, ero molto influenzato da Pat Metheny e Jim Mayall, che in quel periodo studiavo. Infatti questo brano, pensate, è addirittura del 1992, e faceva parte di quel gruppo di brani dove c'era anche Remember, che fece parte di quella compilation della New Age di cui parlavamo prima. E finì su un disco della Ricordi che venne distribuito in Italia da una nota etichetta di jazz.
So he said Solaria is a typical Neapolitan melody. He was much inspired by Palmettini and Jim Hall, which were the guitarist he was studying and listening to at the time. The song was written in 1992 and was published on an Italian label these years.
Okay. All right. From A Love Again CD, this is Solaria. That was Solaria from Piero's A Love Again CD. You can find that CD on Amazon.com. And you can find out about Piero. He is on Facebook, Reverb Nation, and MySpace. And the CD compilation, the Smooth Jazz Time Project compilation CD, can also be found on ReverbNation.com/Smooth Jazz Time Project. You can find that there. All right. So Fabio asked Piero, what American artist would he like to work with?
Allora Piero, Terry ti chiede sì. Qual è l'artista americano con quale vorresti lavorare.
Mi servirebbe un elenco molto molto lungo. Allora, diciamo che come chitarristi vorrei indubbiamente avere il piacere di lavorare con Mr. Benson, ma sono tanti altri musicisti con cui vorrei lavorare. Per esempio vorrei lavorare con Boney James, che è un sassofonista che voi tutti conoscerete. Credo che lui abbia un'anima smooth veramente fantastica. E mi piacerebbe tantissimo poter accompagnare il grandissimo, come si chiama, adesso non mi sovviene il nome, eccolo, il grandissimo Al Jarreau, ma proprio accompagnarlo in un brano chitarra e voce, veramente dopo potrei anche morire.
So Piero said that there are many, many artists he would like to play with. Among the guitarists he would play, of course, with George Benson, but he's not the only one. And for the other instruments, he would like to play with Boney James because of his smooth soul. And he would also like to play guitar, but by accompanying the great Al Jarreau.
Oh, with Al Jarreau. Now, has he reached out to any of these artists?
Sorry?
Has he reached out to any of these artists?
No. Piero ti chiede se sei riuscito a contattare uno di questi musicisti.
Beh, George Benson ho avuto il piacere di conoscerlo più di qualche volta qui in Italia durante i suoi concerti. Ma immaginate se un grande come George Benson possa suonare con me. Certo, insomma, è stato ventilato, però sai, sono sempre poi difficili queste cose da realizzare. Però, voglio dire, io ci spero ancora. E magari tramite Terry, chissà.
Yeah, well, he said he met George Benson many times after his concerts in Italy, but, you know, to play with George is not so easy to realize. I mean, he's such a great musician, but he keeps on having faith and hope about this, and he said maybe thanks to Terry, who knows?
That's cool.
I just don't know. Listen,
I wish I had that kind of connection for him.
Vorrebbe avere la connessione con George Benson.
That would be wonderful.
Adesso gli faccio una telefonata.
Yes.
Adesso gli faccio una telefonata.
Piero said he's going to call George Benson right now, so be prepared.
He has a better connection than I do.
now, Fabio, could you ask Piero if he aspires to play his music in the States, or he's going to primarily be stay over in Italy?
Allora, Piero ti chiede se la tua musica pensi di presentarla solamente in Italia o se pensi di poterti recare anche negli Stati Uniti a presentarla.
Beh, io credo che l'iniziativa che noi qui in Italia abbiamo avuto attraverso diciamo Smooth Jazz Channel e la compilation Smooth Jazz Time possa essere un'apertura verso importanti piattaforme radiofoniche e non come quella di blog radio di Terry. Noi abbiamo, grazie a questa iniziativa, colgo l'occasione per ringraziare Angelo Petruzzi, che sicuramente ci starà ascoltando qui in Italia, perché Angelo è una persona che sta portando avanti questo progetto che potrebbe indubbiamente creare una connessione, anzi io me lo auguro, lì oltreoceano, e sarebbe auspicabile che artisti che non trovano molta vetrina qui in Italia possono invece avere maggior seguito lì in America, dove questo tipo di musica è fortemente legato. Diciamo che io dovrei un po' criticare le major qui in Italia, anche se ho avuto la possibilità di lavorarci, ma proprio per questo io la critico, perché non voglio essere soltanto una critica, uno che critica. Diciamo che oggi in Italia si produce soltanto musica che serve, musica cantata evidentemente, che serve agli show business, tantissimi musicisti che hanno del talento, ma non parlo di me, però sono tagliati fuori. Invece iniziative come questa di stasera veramente sarebbero auspicabili in tantissimi altri paesi, e io faccio i complimenti a te, Terry, perché è necessario che idee e sentimenti possano essere portati avanti con una grande dignità di artisti che hanno un grande talento. Grazie, Terry.
So I guess you understood. Grazie. Thank you. He said that thanks to this work that Smooth Jazz Channel and Angelo Petruzzi is doing, and this new competition they just realized, they hope that this is going to open the market for this musician all around the world, and not just in their own country. Pierre is really thankful to Angelo for all the work he's doing, and of course Smooth Jazz is a style which is mainly focused in the USA, and the Italian labels are actually producing a lot of commercial music, mainly with singers or with vocals, and they're not so much interested in instrumental music. So that's why this kind of things like Smooth Jazz Channel compilation work in general, or your interview, your show that we're doing right now, is really important to give us the possibility to export to the United States and to the worldwide our music, which we are producing here in Italy and Europe in general.
Okay. Well, hopefully one day we will see him in the States. That would be wonderful. I would love to see him play My Father live. I would love to see that.
Allora, Piero, Terry dice che lei spera molto di vederti negli Stati Uniti e sentirti suonare, soprattutto, ma non solo, My Father.
Speriamo presto.
I hope so. Soon, as soon as possible.
Okay, I'm going to play another song. This song is called Joy's Rhythm. Just ask him to tell us about that one.
Adesso suonerà l'altro brano, spero che abbia sentito il titolo, e si può
Joy's Rhythm, sì.
Sì. Si può dirci qualcosa sul brano?
Sì, una mattina ero al mare, passeggiavo sulla spiaggia e mi venne così questa melodia che mi dava tanta gioia, per cui fu naturale che io chiamai questo brano quando poi fui capace di mettere insieme le note, perché spesso compongo diciamo fuori dallo strumento, poi devo andarmi a ricordare, mi succederà dopo qualche mese che mi ricordo le note che mi ripassano per la mente, e quindi lo chiamai Joy's Rhythm. È una domenica mattina.
So he said that he was on a Sunday morning, he was walking at the seashore, and this melody simply came into his mind, and he was there without his guitar, so he had to remember this, and he was able to do this later on. So it's just a walk, a Sunday walk on the seashore that inspired him.
Oh, okay. All right. This is Joy's Rhythm. Joy's Rhythm from Piero's A Love Again CD. You can find that CD on Amazon.com. Piero is on Facebook, so send him a friend request. You can also find him on MySpace and Reverb Nation. That song is also on the Smooth Jazz Time compilation CD as well. All right, so Fabio, I have a question for him from the chat room. Joe in Germany would like to know if Piero has any plans to form an Italian band with Rocco Ventrella and Renato Falaci.
Sì, Piero, allora, arrivata sulla chat è arrivata una domanda da Jochen in Germania. Ti chiede se hai qualche piano di formare, progetto di formare una band in tutta italiana assieme a Rocco Ventrella e Renato Falaschi.
Ma Volentieri, se queste iniziative portano queste cose in chat, io figurati sono veramente molto molto entusiasta della cosa.
He said yes, he would be really enthusiastic about this idea. Hopefully he can get in touch with all the musicians and work with them together.
Okay. All right, good. Now, one last question. I wanted to ask him about his teaching music, and does he work with youth?
Allora, Terry ti chiede se, appunto, se tu insegni com'è l'insegnamento e lavorare con la gioventù.
Sì, diciamo che l'attività che mi prende, insomma, quasi quotidianamente, indubbiamente, vista la poca possibilità che abbiamo di suonare nei club, perché non ce ne sono molti di club, per cui sì, mi dà molta soddisfazione. I ragazzi, beh, oggi hanno a disposizione tantissimo attraverso YouTube, attraverso internet, quindi c'è la possibilità veramente di avere un vivaio di persone con talenti molto molto precoci. Io penso che in futuro ci aspetteranno veramente delle belle sorprese per il giovane talento che io vedo già nei ragazzi.
Yes, he says that he teaches every day. Also because here playing around in clubs is not, there's not so much to play around. It's an activity, teaching, which gives him a lot of satisfaction and reward. And he thinks nowadays kids have a lot of things at their disposal to be able to learn, to study music, the web in general, especially YouTube, where you can really discover many, many great talents nowadays, and is really hopeful for the future of teaching and, you know, and education, the musical education of the kids nowadays.
Okay, all right. Okay, Mike, do you have any other questions?
No, that's it for me.
All right. Well, Fabio, thank you so much for being our translator, and please thank Mr. Piero for joining us.
Yes. You're welcome. Allora, Terry, ti ringrazio per aver partecipato.
Beh, grazie a lei e grazie agli ascoltatori. E grazie a Fabio.
That is private. Piero, is happy to be here. He said thank you very much to Terry, to Mike, and to all the people who listen in. And he thanks me also. My part is just translating, nothing more.
Okay. Well, you did a great job. Thank you again for being available to help us out today with this interview. We really appreciate it, Fabio. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And again,
goodbye.
We will be talking to Fabio. Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Bye. That was Piero Del Prete. His CD is called A Love Again. You can find that on Amazon.com. And check him out on Facebook, Reverb Nation, and MySpace. We want to thank Fabio Mignola for translating for us. We will be talking to him on April 9th about his CD, Take Me Higher. That's Saturday, April 9th. Fabio will be back with us for an interview. So, again, thank you so much, Fabio. We really appreciate you doing this for us.
Thanks to you for asking me. I'm happy to be here with you.
All right, thank you. And let me thank Angelo from the Smooth Jazz Radio channel. He is in the chat room. Thank you, Angelo, as well, for all the work that you are doing there in Italy, keeping Smooth Jazz alive. So thank you so much for that. We really appreciate it. All right, I have a Smooth Jazz News Minute to play, and then we'll be right back. This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute. Talking Smooth Jazz and Mastermind Entertainment invites you to an evening of jazz with the new generation of contemporary jazz series featuring guitarist David P. Stevens with special guest saxophonist Art Sherrard Jr. Saturday, May 14th at the Rio's Restaurant and Lounge in Laurel, Maryland. Tickets are only $15 and you can purchase those on talkingsmoothjazz.eventbrite.com. Saxophonist Paul Taylor is set to release his next CD, Prime Time, on May 17th. Other new releases include saxophonist Andy Snitzer's Traveler in April and Patty Austin's Sound Advice in May. Coming up on Talking Smooth Jazz in April, Walter Beasley, Alon Trotman, Marcus Anderson, Fabio Mignola, Russell Blake, Isaac Valenzuela, and Marcus Williams. This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
Hi, this is Pamela Black, your voice of cool jazz for the Las Vegas Valley. Join me every weekend from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for the best in cool contemporary jazz. You're guaranteed to hear cool grooves and crunchy beats that will intoxicate your senses with a luscious blend of groovy jazz. You'll also hear a nice variety of musicians and vocalists that cover the globe and will have you craving for more of Pamela's Place on the web at www.kunv.org. It's truly the cream of the crop, only at Pamela's Place, where cool contemporary jazz is always at its absolute best.
That's my girl, Pamela Black, from host of Pamela's Place here in Las Vegas. So check her out on KUNV.org Saturdays and Sundays from 7 to 10 a.m. All right. Our thanks again to Piero Del Prete and Fabio Mignola for joining us. Again, Piero's CD is called In Love Again. You can find that on Amazon.com. The music that I played underneath the Smooth Jazz News Minute was a song from Piero's CD called Momente. So check that out. All right, Mike. So we got the new generation of smooth jazz concert coming up. I'm sorry, the new generation of contemporary jazz concert coming up on May 14th. What else you got coming up going on in D.C.?
Well, just that. We got Tony Exum Jr. coming here in June. Like I said, we're currently talking with some other artists to bring in after this first show. So, like I said, we need you guys to come out and support, you know, so we can continue doing this and continue to introduce the world to these new and upcoming artists. They need your support, and the fans, we need something new and fresh to listen to. So let's all work together and make it a win-win for everybody.
That's right. And support the artists. The tickets are only $15. So you can get those on talkingsmoothjazz.eventbrite.com for David P. Stevens and saxophonist Art Sherrard Jr. on May 14th. All right. Tomorrow we are talking to jazz and R&B vocalist Aisha. Her CD is called Stay With Me. And it is really, really nice. She has a really nice voice. I'm looking forward to talking to her. And she has a very interesting job that I think you guys are going to find very interesting, her day job. So we look forward to talking to Aisha tomorrow about her new CD, Stay With Me. All right. Michael, unless you have anything else to add, I'm going to go ahead and close out.
No, that's it. Oh, I know that Naturally 7 will be here soon, coming up for a show at the Strathmore in Rockville. So all of you guys, like I say, if you've never heard of them, they are one of the most dynamic groups that me and Terry have interviewed, because they don't use any instruments at all. They use their mouths only, and the guys are bad. So they're going to be at the Strathmore in Rockville coming up, I think, this upcoming week. So it should be pretty good, and, you know, like I say, support the artists. We have flutist out there, Renee. She's at Blues Alley this upcoming week as well. So, you know, so go out and support our live music, definitely.
Yes. All right. Let me thank those in the chat room for joining us today. Andrew Harris, Bonnie Fan Carol, Cress, Fabio. You did a fabulous job. Guest, Joe from Germany, Seeing Heart, and Angelo of Smooth Jazz Radio Channel. Thank you all for joining us today. I'm going to close the show with another song from Piero's CD, the Momente song. Let's see here. Actually, I'm going to close with Sensual Motion. I'll close with that one. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you tomorrow with Aisha. Until then, keep it smooth.